HS2, of course, will link London to Birmingham and then north to Leeds and Manchester. But this would be across the north. Should we focus on HS3 instead? Our reporter, Tim Johns, has been looking into it.
There's some time to go yet before any track is laid for the controversial High Speed 2 rail project, HS2, which aims to improve north-south rail links. Yet this morning, the Chancellor has been looking even further into the future. George Osborne wants a High Speed 3 rail project. Instantly nicknamed HS3, the plan would be to improve east-to-west links in the north of England.
We need to create the Northern Powerhouse, bring together cities like Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, Hull, that are physically quite close to each other, but don't have the transport links, don't cooperate in the way that you would see in a single global city.
So behind the idea of HS3 is the notion that northern cities, if linked together properly, could form some sort of global hub to compete with London. He says it could cost £7 billion, but who would pay for it or when it would be built is yet to be seen. For many current rail users in the UK, travelling north to south, when it's all working properly, can be a bit like this. Pretty speedy. Existing services on the West Coast and the East Coast don't really hang about. For passengers in the Midlands and the North trying to get from east to west, however, it can be a bit of a struggle. For example, it's only 45 miles between Manchester and Leeds, yet you'll sit on a train for nearly an hour to get between the two. So here's a thought. Why not sack off the £50 billion HS2 project and go straight to building HS3 without passing go? Earlier this year, the BBC's Evan Davis made a programme called Mind the Gap.
The biggest infrastructure project on the horizon is High Speed 2, a north-south rail link. But it won't improve the crucial east-west connections.
In his series for BBC Two, he explored how better east-west links in the north could serve to create a region to rival London.
Take a look at this, the nighttime population of the north, where people live. Already you can see the emergence of a super city stretching from Liverpool to Leeds. This city is a long, spread-out one, a bit like Los Angeles. And with better east-west links, the whole strip could surely serve as a single travel-to-work zone.
Clearly, this is one TV programme that the Chancellor enjoyed watching. So, why wait? Should we put HS2 on hold and get HS3 underway by digging a nice new tunnel straight under the Pennines?